ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all are aware that we are in the month of Safar. Today is the 12th of Safar, 1441. So in today's talk, I want to highlight five events and incidents that took place in our history. Remember, our Islamic Muslim history is not written in black and white. It's written in black and red, the black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, the true ulama, and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. We know Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding this month as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, La Safara, there is no bad omen, no bad luck regarding the month of Safar. And the Master Rahmatulil Alameen alayhi salatu salam came to abolish this belief that was prevalent during the days of paganism. So we should never entertain these type of beliefs. We can't get married during the month of Safar and so forth and so on. Let's start with the five events, incidents that took place. It is the first of Safar and it is the eighth year of the Hijrah. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala who comes to Medina Munawwara, takes his hand and places it in the Mubarak hand of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and embraces Islam. Walid bin Walid already embraced Islam and told Khalid, O Khalid, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about you. You're such an intelligent person. Why are you not embracing Islam? So that was the chingari, that was the motivation and inspiration for him, and that is how he embraced Islam. This was on the first of Safar in the eighth year of the Hijrah. 3 months after that, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a delegation, an army to Urdun, to Jordan, which nowadays we call Ghazwa-e-Mu'ta. And there Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zaid bin Haritha, you will carry the banner of Islam. If you pass away, then Ja'far radiallahu anhu will carry the flag of Islam. If he is martyred, then Abdullah bin Rawaha will carry the flag. Lo and behold, all of them, all three passed away, they were martyred. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them in Medina, you make mashura, discuss, consult among yourselves. They chose Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. He was a master tactician and a strategist. He brought the whole army home, back to Medina Munawwara. On that occasion, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title of Saifullah, the sword of Almighty Allah. And when we study Khalid bin Walid, he never lost a battle. Go to Syria today in a city called Hims, and there lies this great warrior and soldier of Islam, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu arda. He passes away in the 21st year of the Hijrah during the reign of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Second incident of importance for us that took place in the month of Safar, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved Nawasa, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala's demise, takes place on the 20th of Safar in the year 50 after Hijrah. Who is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu married the Ladli, the most beloved child and daughter of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the month of Ramadan in the second year of the Hijrah. In the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak, he is born. In the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's Mubarak birth takes place. They were children 7 and 8 years old when the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise took place. One hadith, because of time constraint, حدیث ترمذی شریف مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تک سینا حسن سینا حسین رضی اللہ عنہ in his مبارک hands, kissed them, embraced them and said, اللهم انی احبهما فاحبهما واحب من يحبهما. Oh beloved Allah, I love these grandchildren of mine. You also love them and love the one who loves them. For us, remember, it is the integral part of Iman to love the household and family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran Sharif commands us, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I ask you for no recompense and wages or reward, but you must love my Muslim family. The non-Muslims like Abu Lahab and them, obviously they are out of the question. But the Muslim family, it is an integral part of our Iman and Islam that we must love. So Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala one day is on the mimbar. The Nana Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also there. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing the Ummah, the brothers there in Medina. Then looks at his beloved Nawasa and grandson. And what does Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Indabni hadha sayyidun. This grandson of mine is a leader. لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah will bring him and make him a means of reconciliation between two big groups of the Muslim Ummah. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Many a time these basic things also we are oblivious and unaware of. We believe the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. And there were 5 Khulafa'i Rashideen. Not as taught sometimes to us as 4, is incorrect. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's 5 Khulafa'i Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred during Ramadan in the 40th year of the Hijrah. That 6 months after his demise in martyrdom, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Khalifa and the Amir al-Mu'mineen. You remember the hadith? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidina Hassan will bring about reconciliation in this ummah. He resigned as the Khalifa Amir al-Mu'mineen. He handed over the mantle of leadership to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That is the 30 years Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about. Il-khilafatu ba'di 30 ama. That after my demise, 30 years, there will be khilafah. And the hadith in Muslim Ahmad and various compilations. So Amir Muawiyah becomes the ruler in the year 41. And then rules his ummah for approximately 20 years. In 60, he passed away. So it shows this year is called Amul Jama'ah. One Khalifa, one ruler for the whole Ummah. So this is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. And when you enter Baqi, the famous cemetery in Medina Munawwara, on the right hand side he is buried. His mother Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha also is buried. His demise took place on the 20th of Safar in Medina Munawwara, and it was the 50th year after the Hijrah. Third incident. We find that Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah, it is the 27th of Safar, and the year is 589. That this son of Islam, Salahuddin Ayyubi, the West call him Saladin. Salahuddin Ayyubi at the age of 55, 17 years continuous jihad comes to an end. Who is Salahuddin Ayyubi, my brothers? In the year 637, I'll quote to you the Gregorian calendar to make it easy for you to understand. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who comes from Medina Munawwara, and he comes there to Al-Quds, Jerusalem, Baytul Muqaddas. Sofrianus hands over the keys to him, and this is how they surrendered and the Muslims took control. From the year 637, Gregorian calendar, till 1099, we find that it was Muslim rule. The Crusaders came and they slaughtered and butchered the Muslims for 88 years, 1099 to 1187. No Jummah, Salat, nothing at Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine. The Muslim blood is flowing more than water. Allah chose this person.
Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah, who never saw Makkah Mukarrama or Madinah Munawwara. He never performed Umrah or Hajj. He would not smile. People asked him, "Oh Salahuddin, why don't you smile?" He said, "What is there for me to smile when our holy lands are under occupation? Today we have Kashmir under occupation. We have Palestine again under occupation for more than 70 years. But our life, we know ourselves what we are doing." So Salahuddin Ayyubi, go read about him, Saladin. And in Akka, Hinti, Hittin, Asqalan, 27th of Rajab, 1187, lo and behold, he liberates Palestine. On the Jummah, after 88 years, he climbs up the minbar of Nuruddin Zanki, rahimahullah. How do you start a Jummah in Masjid al-Aqsa and deliver the khutbah? Thus, history will always record what Salahuddin Saladin rahimahullah did. That when he stood up to deliver that memorable khutbah, he started his khutbah. فَقُطِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The remnants and the relics of the zalims, the oppressors, the tinpot dictators, all are cut to shreds, and we praise Almighty Allah alone. He is a sustainer, nourisher, provider of all the people, the entire creation. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah, 17 years he was engaged in battle. He goes to his motherland, Syria. He goes to Damishq. And when you come out from the Umayyad Masjid, you will find his Qabr Mubarak there. My brothers, today we learn of all these shaitans playing soccer and cricket and waste of time. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah, Saladin, the German government, they realize what the Muslims don't realize. On his Qabr Mubarak, the German government put a plaque there. Go today also, you will see it. And what was the plaque? The plaque reads, Saladin, the wise and the man of justice. This is our Islam, my brothers. Show the world who we are. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bihil a'da'u. Our virtue is that even the enemies of Islam have to bear testimony what our contribution to humankind is. I told you, O Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, and Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah. Let's turn the pages of history. Our history is not written in black and white, in black and red. The black ink of the ulama, ya Rabbani, the true ulama. And the shuhada, the blood of the red blood of our martyrs. Quickly I take you through the pages of history. The 11th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place. Khulafa'i Rashidin, 5 Khulafa. And then we come to the year 41. The Umayyad dynasty starts. We're speaking Hijrah now. So remember, they rule for approximately 85 years, 14 Khulafa. And then we come to the Abbasid dynasty. Abbasid dynasty rules for more than 520 years. 37 Khulafa they had. 5 Khulafa Rashidin, 14 Khulafa Bani Umayyah, Umayyad dynasty, Abbasid dynasty, more than 520 years rule. Musta'asim Billah is the last ruler. In his time, you my brothers, don't be in your slumber. Don't be naive. History repeats itself, as they say. At-tariqh yu'idu nafsahu, in Arabic we say. So when he, Musta'asim Billah, was in power, on behalf of the Abbasid dynasty, two Shias, la'anahumullah, they gained much popularity. He was naive. He thought that these people are good. Ibn al-Qami and Tusi, the Shias, they became his ministers. And they were divulging all the secrets to the Tatars. And remember, the Muslim government in Baghdad was falling, getting weaker. You heard of Genghis Khan? Genghis Khan, grandson, Halaku Khan comes with his army. Today people know of non-Muslims and their so-called Holocaust. Do you know Sukut Baghdad? How did Baghdad and the Abbasid dynasty fall? It was on the 9th of Safar, the year Hijrah. 1.6 million, Ibn Kathir has mentioned this in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, 1.6 million Muslim Sunnis massacred by the Tatars and by the Shia. I stand here today and tell you, have no apology on this issue. Any person who swears Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, wallahi is out of the fold of Islam. You saw BBC did the undercover story now last week, and they went with a hidden camera into Iraq. When we tell you, you think we speak from our thumb. BBC carried the story, the Shia kafirs, la'anahumullah, that they selling the daughters, Shia daughters, 9 years old. They say take them for 1 hour, take them for 1 week, take them for 1 year, just keep on paying us, and you can take them and do whatever you want to. Prostitution is the name of this filth of the Shia shaitans. They destroyed the Abbasid dynasty from within. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. We the ummah, we know nothing of our history. So when a nation does not know his history, we will repeat the same mistakes of the past in the future. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. They had learned the incidents of history, and then you will understand what happened. So learn about Abbasid dynasty, go read about the Tatars, and go read how Baghdad fell. It was the khiyanat and the treachery of the Shias. That is how they sold the Muslims out. And today again they're selling the Muslims out. But you have the so-called enlightened, naive Muslim who says we must have unity. Today somebody asked me if the Shias, ABC person says Shia Muslims. So what must we tell him? I said, tell them, they must give their daughter to the Shia and ask him how long he will make mutta and prostitution. They bear ghairat, they bear haya, they bear iman out of the fold of Islam. We told you of Khalid bin Walid, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, and we told you of Salahuddin Ayyubi, and the fourth incident of importance that took place in Safar is Sukut Baghdad, how the whole dynasty of the Abbasides fell because of the treachery of the Shias. Last incident. And this happened in your lifetimes. Turn the pages of history. First off, Safar. The year 2004. We're speaking of 15 years ago. There was a Waliullah. Some of you maybe heard him, maybe met him also. But you know his name. Sheikh Ahmed Yasin Rahimahullah. The founder of the Hamas movement, the liberation movement in Palestine. He was paraplegic. From his neck downwards, he could not move. But when you have true iman, then no force can intimidate you. You fear none except Allah. So this person, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin Rahimahullah, on 1st of Safar, the year 2004, he used to come for Salat. Lo and behold, the apartheid Israeli regime, Ariel Sharon is in power, and he used to tell the army, break their bones. So they attacked him, and his wheelchair, one wheel here, one wheel there, his body torn to pieces. He becomes a shaheed. Allah ki lati be awaz. Allah's stick does not make noise. This Ariel Sharon, the war criminal. What happened to him? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Qala an-nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, qala Allahu azza wa jal. Allah jalla wa ala mentions, hadith Qudsi, what we call in our terminology, man a'adali waliyan, who causes harm to the waliullah. Sheikh Ahmed Yasin is waliullah. Faqad aadhantuhu bilharad. I, Allah, will wage war against you. For 8 years, Allah put him straight into Sakarat. The best doctors, the best physicians in the world were brought. He remained in comatose, not dead, not alive, in between 8 years Sakarat. My brothers, the land of Palestine is ours. The land of Kashmir is ours. I conclude with this hadith. The hadith is sahih, mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Isabatan min ummati. There are two armies that will come out from this ummah. Fa'ahrazahumullah min an-nar. Allah will protect and save them from Jahannam. Isabatun taghzul Hind. And that army that will take on the mushrikeen and idol worshippers in India. وَإِصَابَةٌ تَغْزُوْ مَعَ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. That army that will join Nabi Isa alayhi salam and liberate Palestine forever. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protect our Haramain Sharifain from the Shia, protect Masjid al-Aqsa from the Yahud and the apartheid regime, and protect all of us and our masajid and our iman. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
There's a brother who's going to embrace Islam. Those of you who want to read sunnahs can read sunnahs while we carry on here. Read your sunnahs and we'll carry on. Inshallah, he wants to become Muslim. So your maslah is, we must make him Muslim before the salat, inshallah.
Okay, brothers, mashallah, the brother, he studied Islam. Some of our brothers taught him the basics of Islam. Now he's ready to take shahadat. The Quran Kareem states, كُلِّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. When a person embraces Islam, his sins are forgiven of the past. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, that when a person embraces Islam, then his sins of the past are expunged and removed. So mashallah, our brother now is ready to embrace Islam. He already chose the Islamic name Siraj. Allah make him Siraj. He can spread the noor of Islam, inshallah. Read after me, my brother. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illal.
Lahu.
Lahu. Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Abduhu.
Abduhu.
Wa rasuluh.
I bear witness that
none is worthy
of worship
except
Almighty Allah.
I also bear witness
that
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
he is
the Prophet of Allah. And the last prophet and last messenger of Allah. MashaAllah, you Muslim now, so you must keep contact with Maulana Muhammad, inshallah. We all make dua for you. Allah Ta'ala keep us, keep you all steadfast on Islam. Okay? Brother's name is Siraj. Everybody make dua for him. MashaAllah. JazakAllah. اللهم ثبت ولا الإيمان وثبتنا للإيمان ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله